might want to open your hymnal, if you have one there in front of you, to number 837 and your Bible to Psalm 119. Hymn 837, I Need Thee Every Hour, and Psalm 119. Now, those are going to be the basis of our lesson this morning. I hope that you all had a good Thanksgiving this past week, that you all gobbled until you wobbled, so to speak. I also hope that you're not still wobbling now from all those comfort foods that we eat during this time of year, whether that be turkey and mashed potatoes or ribeye steaks, whatever it may be. I hope that you all had a good time catching up with family and friends. Briel and Braden and I had the opportunity to go to my mom's house to have Thanksgiving dinner with my dad's two triplet brothers, my Uncle Bob, who's we had been praying about here and who was here a couple weeks ago. And also my Uncle Ben and his wife, they were there as well as their daughter, Kristen, my cousin, and her husband, Ron. It was good to spend time with all of them and to catch up. I trust that you had some time to get some rest, maybe a nap, some downtime, maybe snagged a few holiday deals. But in the midst of it all, as Mike brought out in the Lord's Supper there, I hope that you remembered to stop and give thanks, as we talked about a couple weeks ago. I don't care that you all remember that that was my message or not. But I'm glad that it stuck in Mike's mind. That's what's important. You can give all the credit to Nolan or to Mike or to Alan, whoever you want. Just remember the message. Not only that we are to give thanks during the Thanksgiving season, the Thanksgiving holiday, but that you will continue to be thankful in the coming year. For the Christian, Thanksgiving is a way of life. As Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18 there, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We are to be a thankful people, a devoted people, not just on Sundays and special holidays, but every day of our life. And that's what we want to begin to talk about this morning, dwelling daily with our God. We're going to start a small sermon series today focused on Psalm 119, and I want to use a very familiar hymn as well as some thoughts from this psalm, the longest psalm in the Bible, and I want you to be able to see our need for daily devotions with God and His Word. If you look down at the bottom of the hymn there, if you have your hymnals open, you'll see that the words were written in 1872 by a woman named Annie S. Hawk and were set to music that very same year by a man named Robert Lowry. In 1872, Annie Sherwood Hawks was a 37-year-old wife and mother living in Brooklyn, New York, with her husband, Charles Hawk, who was in the banking business, and with whom that she had married in her early 20s. It was an ordinary June morning, bright and sunny. Mrs. Hawk was busy going about her household tasks, folding laundry, tending to the children, preparing meals, when she suddenly was overcome by a deep awareness of her need for God. She later wrote about it, saying, "I became so filled with a sense of nearness to the Master that wondering how one could live without Him, either in joy or pain, the words were ushered into my mind, the thought at once taking full possession of me, I need thee every hour." At that point, she paused for a few minutes from her busy day, sat down by an open window, and began to write, committing the words hastily to paper. The verses flowed from her heart, not out of crisis, but out of communion. As she herself later explained, "For myself, the hymn at its writing was prophetic rather than expressive of my own experiences, for it was wafted out to the world on the wings of love and joy instead of under the stress of a great personal sorrow with which it has often been associated." The next Sunday, she brought the words that she had written with her and gave them to her minister, Dr. Robert Lowry, who added the refrain and set it all to music. You see, Annie's hymn is more than a song. It's a theology of daily devotion. It reminds us that we don't just need God in the emergencies of life. We need Him in the ordinary. We need Him in the laundry folding, in the quiet, in the joy, and in the pain. Today, we're going to walk through six reasons why we need daily devotions, each one drawn from a verse of this hymn, and each one echoed in the thoughts of Psalm 119. Let's begin with the refrain itself, the only words which Annie did not write, but which so succinctly and perfectly capture the very heartbeat of this hymn. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Short and sweet and to the point, those words remind us of our need for God's presence in our lives. That devotion is not just an occasional practice, not a once-a-week ritual, but an hourly reliance upon our God and Savior that we cannot live without Him. They capture the urgency, the constancy, the movement of devotion, not just admitting our need for Him, but actively coming to Him in order to be blessed by Him. Psalm 119 echoes this very same cry. The psalmist begins that psalm by saying, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with their whole heart. And all throughout the psalm, the psalmist expresses his need, his dependence upon God and upon His word. For his life, for his very existence, for guidance, for direction, for comfort, for protection, and for wisdom. In verse 97 there he says, oh, how I love your laws. It is my meditation all the day. He's expressing the thought that all day long he is biblically guided in his speech, in his thoughts, and in his actions. In verse 93, he says, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. In verse 151 there, as is on the slide, you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. The Lord is near because the psalmist has made the effort to draw near to Him, as expressed in the surrounding verses there. He can say in confidence, all your commandments are truth, because he's taken the time not only to learn them, but to live them out, to live out God's commands in his life. He knows by experience their wisdom and their value. Daily devotion begins here with a constant dependence upon the presence of God. And in a present tense approach, I come to thee. Look with me, if you would, at the next verse of that song, the first verse in your hymnals and on the slide there. And let's notice another reason why we need to spend time in daily devotion with our Lord. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. Short and simple, and yet extremely profound. This verse reminds us that we need daily devotions with God's word because only God's gracious voice brings peace. No other voice, no friend, no counselor, no teacher, not even a parent or a spouse, can provide the deep and lasting peace of the voice of the Lord Himself. Psalm 119 echoes this very same truth. In verse 50, the psalmist says, this is my comfort in my affliction. For your word, God's word, has given me life. In verse 92 there, he admits, unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. What's the psalmist saying to God there? What's he crying out? Your word and your law are the only thing that have sustained me. The only thing that has given me comfort and peace. In verse 165 there, as on the slide, he declares, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. The psalmist knew that peace is not found in circumstances, but in the tender voice of God speaking through his word. Daily devotions are where we tune our ears to hear God's voice. It's where we quiet the noise of the world around us and let His gracious words calm our restless hearts. Daily devotions remind us that peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God. And that His voice is tender enough to calm us, and yet strong enough to help us, to lead us, to guide us, and protect us, both in our good days and in the bad. I mentioned in the beginning that Annie wrote this hymn in a season of peace, not a time of crisis or personal sorrow. But years later, not that many years, after the death of her husband, she wrote, "I did not understand at first why this hymn had touched the great throbbing heart of humanity. It was not until long after, when the shadow fell over my way, the shadow of great loss, that I understood something of the comforting power in the words which I had been permitted to give out to others in my hour of sweet serenity and peace." So whether in serenity or in sorrow, the truth is the same. Only God's voice, His gracious voice, brings about true peace and lasting peace in our life. That's why we need daily devotions, to hear that tender voice, to receive His calm assurance, and to be strengthened to face whatever that day may hold. Look with me at the words of the second verse of the song, the hymn. And let's notice yet another reason why we need to dwell with our Lord. "I need Thee every hour, stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh." Simple, but very sincere. This verse reminds us that we need to spend time daily in God's Word, because only God's presence, only His nearness, weakens the power of temptation. God is near to help when His Word is near to our heart. Temptation is strong when God is distant from us, when He is far away. But when He is close by, the grip of temptation seems to be loosened. Daily devotion is how we draw near, how we invite His presence into our thoughts, into our choices, into our desires. As I understand it, Dwight L. Moody had the following written on the flyleaf of his personal Bible: "Either this book will keep me from sin, or sin will keep me from this book." It was his way of expressing his commitment to reading the Bible on a consistent basis and how vital that was in his life. Psalm 119 again echoes this commitment. In verse 11 there, the psalmist says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." In verse 133, he prays, "Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me." The psalmist knew that the victory over sin does not come from sheer willpower, but from God's presence and guidance in our life day by day. The daily devotions that we have with Him are the time when we store His word in our hearts, when we ask Him to direct our steps, when we acknowledge our weakness and our need for His help. Whether the temptation is great or small, the truth remains the same. Only God's nearness keeps us strong in the face of temptation. Look with me at the next verse there of the song, if you would, verse 3. And let's pick out still another reason why we need to have daily devotions. "I need Thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain." Short and yet deeply significant, this verse reminds us that we need daily devotions, because only God's abiding presence gives true meaning to our lives, whether in times of joy or in times of pain. Without His presence, life is empty. But with Him, life is full of purpose, full of strength, full of hope, full of assurance, full of love, full of lasting fruit in our life. Psalm 119 again affirms this idea. In verse 37, the psalmist pleads to God, "Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way." Within the context, those worthless things are probably things that he coveted, that he once desired, and maybe still does to some degree. In the preceding verse, he said, "Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness or selfish gain." Like the writer of Ecclesiastes, he seems to have come to understand that those things, the things that we covet, the things that we seek after, that selfish gain that we so often want, ultimately is meaningless. It's vanity. It's a chasing after the wind. Ecclesiastes shows us that worldly wisdom, pleasure, work, wealth, status, power are all worthless things if they're pursued in and of themselves, as a mean in and of themselves. They're all temporary. They all fade over time. They all leave us feeling ultimately empty in the end. And Psalm 119 reminds us that God's word revives our life and fills it with what truly matters. Without God's abiding presence, life is often repetitive. It's monotonous, even perhaps seemingly pointless at times. The laundry piles up again. The dishes get dirty again. We grow old. We all die. Even the children we love and care for move on with their lives and perhaps forget us. And we wonder at times, why bother? What difference does it make? But with God's abiding presence, the life of a housewife like Annie or a king like Solomon can be revived day by day. God gives meaning to our days. He fills them with joy and delight and hope and comfort and motivation through his word. And it is our daily devotions that keep the true meaning and purpose of life ever at the forefront of our minds. So that life, our life, is never lived in vain as long as we're focused on God's word. Let's take a look at the next verse of the song and see why else we ought to have daily devotions. This particular line isn't found in the version of the song in your hymnal, but it was part of the original song or poem that was penned. I've got the words there on the slide for you. "I need thee every hour. Teach me thy will, and thy rich promises to me fulfill." Simple and yet power-packed, that line of the song reminds us that we need a time of daily devotions with God because it is our classroom. It's where God teaches us his will. It's where we learn to see God's rich promises being fulfilled in our lives day by day, to take notice of them. It's where we learn to wait upon the Lord for those promises to be fulfilled in his time and not in our own, as we sang about a little while ago. Psalm 119 reverberates with this concept of God teaching us through his word and how that ought to be a routine, a rhythm in our lives, the lives of God's people. In our daily devotions, we step into God's classroom. We sit at his feet. And we let him teach us his will. We let him confirm his promises, his words in our life. And day by day, he shows us how to walk wisely, how to endure affliction, how to respond to slander, how to speak boldly, how to rest in his goodness, how to stand firm on his unchanging word, and how to be wise beyond our years. That's why the psalmist cries out in verse 12 there, "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes." And that should be our constant prayer as well. God, teach me. God, fulfill your promises in me. That's why we need daily devotions, because God has a lot to teach us. And an hour a week isn't enough. We need him every hour. And finally, one more reason. Look at the last verse of the hymn there. Verse 4 in your hymnals, verse 5 of the verses on the slides. I need thee every hour, most holy one. O make me thine indeed, thou blessed son. Simple and solemn. This verse pulls it all together there at the end and reminds us that we need God every hour. That we need daily devotions with him because that's where we become like him. It's where we acknowledge God's holiness, where we confess our need to be his, where we surrender our lives to the Son of God. Not for the first time, we're not talking about baptism here, but on a daily basis we surrender to him every aspect of our life, that we want to be like him. Psalm 119 again affirms this idea. In verse 94, the psalmist declares, I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. In verse 125, he says, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. Our daily devotions are where we say, I am yours. It's where we renew our surrender, our commitment to God, where we remember that we belong to him and commit to serving him that day, day by day. Not my will, but your will be done in my life today. May my feet walk in your paths. May my hands do your work. May my lips speak your truth. May my heart love your people, and may my life reflect your Son. That's what daily devotion is all about. A daily surrender, a daily renewal, a daily reminder that we belong to him. Psalm 119 says it plainly, I am yours. I am your servant. And that must be our constant prayer as well. God, I am yours. Make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. If we want the peace that only God's gracious and tender voice brings, if we want the strength against temptation that only God's nearness provides, if we want a life full of meaning and purpose, if we want to know his will and receive his promises, if we want to be called his son and become like him, if we want to draw near to God, we need to draw near. If we want God to draw near to us, we need to draw near to him by dwelling daily with him in our devotions. Throughout her lifetime, Mrs. Hawk wrote more than 400 hymns, but the one that we looked at this morning is the only one in our hymnal and the only one that's widely sung to this day. But is it any wonder? It expresses such a fundamental need for God's presence in our life, not just some of the time, but all of the time. When all five verses of that hymn are sung, including the refrain, that simple phrase, I need thee, is repeated 20 times. 20 times we confess our dependence. 20 times we declare our devotion. 20 times we remind ourselves that we cannot live without him. And that's the point of Psalm 119. That's the point of Annie's hymn. That's the point of the message this morning. We need him every hour, every day, in joy or in pain, in temptation, or in trial, in learning, and in surrender. So let this be our refrain. I need thee every hour. I need thee. I need to be dependent upon thee. I need thee in daily devotion. I need thee to teach me, to fill me, to make me thine indeed. The next time that I speak in a couple weeks, we're going to continue to look at Psalm 119 and consider not just the need for devotion, as we talked about this morning, but the heart of devotion, the proper attitudes we need to have in approaching God and in his word, the attitudes that the psalmist had. But as we close out this morning, if anyone has a need, the need to surrender your life in the waters of baptism, to be washed, to be forgiven, to be made new, or perhaps the need to renew your commitment to Him by dwelling daily in His Word, by walking with Him in prayer, by living each hour in His presence. This is your opportunity. As we sing the songs of that hymn, I need Thee every hour, let those words be more than a song to you. Not just words, but a confession, a commitment to respond to God's call. If we can help you in any way, won't you come as together we stand and sing that song?